Welcome to the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. I'm one of your Quizmaster hosts, Quizmaster Lee.
One in a series of two.
And the second would be my cheese boy.
Well, Lee, that's me.
My cheese boy, Mark.
I'm Mr. Daddy rolling in the cheese.
Warbucks, penny bucks, penny bags,
penny man.
Daddy penny bags.
Yeah, penny bucks is probably about
He's
right.
An uncle, right, in Monopoly? He's not a daddy.
Yeah.
Daddy penny bags. That's the Zennial equivalent.
Maybe, he's somebody's daddy.
How you doing this week?
I'm doing okay. We haven't seen you. We had a week off.
Mm-hmm. Because we
double timed it.
Yep, we used the China episode, our Adam's World Trivia, episode 53. We edited that, and it went up a little late, but hopefully you enjoyed that.
Yeah, so the bad news was you didn't get a Monday episode. The good news is you got a Friday episode, you're getting a Monday episode, boom, boom, pow, pow.
Yeah. It's like trivia edging. To throw it back, to
Monday,
do a callback.
You're going to get that squirt.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But anyways, let's go ahead and get into our weekly wrap-up and see how our trivia teams did.
Okay.
All right. So at Gather, on July 2nd, for No Nonsense 170, it was Megston that won, a dangerous duo, beating out 14 other teams with 90 points. And then this week at Gather, it was podcast listeners Left of Sanity, who came out for their first, their No Nonsense trivia debut, winning with 96 points. Then on July 3rd at Bury Me Brewing, it was New BFFs that won with 50 points. And then the same team under a new name this past week won at Bury Me Brewing Foxtrot Oscar with 83 points. And then finally at number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar this week on July 11th, Exploding Kittens and the Squeaky Chairs won with 122 points, which is our highest non-theme night score ever, beating the previous record of 117 points set by No Pants Friday at the same location on March 28th, 2019. So congratulations to them. New all-time high score for No Nonsense. Mark, how did your teams do over at Trivia Nice Guys on Wednesday night?
They did good. We had a team called the Peter Principle that won with 80 points, but something, I don't know, something's rotten in Denmark. I'm not, I don't know.
What do you mean?
Just seemed
you're
shady.
Questioning. You're questioning their legitimacy, yeah. The legitimacy of their score.
Yeah.
Did you bring this up to them?
No.
Have you brought it up to anybody?
I brought it up.
You're
to
You're confiding
Jamie.
In me right now.
I spoke to Jamie's team about it.
Mm-hmm. Was he in a vantage point that he could spy for you?
Well, he was. I mean, yeah. And I was looking at them.
Yeah.
Dead hard, but I didn't really see anything that I could call him out on. So
was it a big sharp turnaround or something? Or
well, actually, it's kind of the opposite. They had a really bad last round, but they get the last question right.
Mm.
And I was like eagle eyeing them.
Mm. And actually, you still didn't see anything.
And actually, Shaney was there. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend was there, and I apologize for not talking to her too much during the last round because I was like staring them down so hard. But I don't know. They got the last question right. I'll give it to you and see if you get even close. But
okay.
It seemed like a really, really hard one. They pounded it out. I don't know. They had like 5 people, and they didn't look. They just kind of looked dude bro-y.
So you're stereotyping. Like, there's no way they would know this.
It's a couple different
things. We've talked about this. Like, the team of mother-in-laws who knew DMX's real name.
And I almost got to a point of being, like, you know, asking them questions about, like, you know, okay, like, tell me another fact about that.
I see. Know? Okay. Well, you can point out the question when you ask it to me. We'll see how we do. Well,
yeah.
A half-hearted congratulations to that team, then. If you missed it and you want to check out No Nonsense Trivia Live in the coming weeks, you have a few opportunities to do so. First, tonight, Monday, July 15th at 7 p.m., our debut at our newest venue, Palace Pub and Wine Bar, located in Cape Coral, Florida. Will we see a Wet Boys reunion for Monday nights, Mark?
I don't think this Monday. No? We'll have to see from there.
Okay. But hope so. We'll be kicking things off with some of our most popular category requests and a few extras specifically designed for Cape Coral's best new wine bar. Then on Tuesday, July 16th, we'll be back at Gather in Cape Coral for trivia. That starts at 7 p.m. as well. Wednesday, July 17th, we'll be at Bury Me Brewing Company at 7 p.m. The Meat Cottage will be there. That's right, Jamie. They will be there with their authentic German food offerings. The final no-nonsense wager question that night will be the Miami Dolphins, selected by the Underachievers. Afterwards, you can check out Trivia at Nice Guys Pizza, hosted by Mark Davis, of course.
Hi.
Thursday, July 18th, will be at number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar at 7:30. The Meat Cottage will be in the house once again. The final category that night will be Spider-Man Far From Home, a topic selected by...
Have you seen it?
I have not, but I'm going to have to, because I'm going to have to write a question about it.
It's real good.
Good, good, good. Yeah, that category was selected by Dallas. Dallas came out and played last night and came in last place, so you get to select next week's final category.
2 post-credit scenes, so I'll, stick around.
I'll keep that in mind. Thank you, Mr. Marvel. I'd also like to announce our next themed trivia event, which will be held Saturday, July 27th at number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar. We're going to go where no craft brew and beer bar has gone before. We're going to tell number 1 to engage in more, live long and prosper, y'all. It is the No Nonsense Trivia Challenge Star Trek Edition.
Ooh.
That's at number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar, July 27th in Cape Coral. You can find out more information about that and all of our live events online at nononsensetrivia.com. All of the No Nonsense events are free to play, and you can win prizes after every round. Join us.
Won't you?
Ooh.
White men can't hump. That was Jamie's team name. I just had to had to squeeze it in.
Oh,
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Had to squeeze it
good.
In.
Good. But they can harmonize.
No, not like us. Not like you and I, baby.
I was going to say, but we are white men.
Also, the 27th.
Yeah, mostly white. Yeah.
The Star Trek night.
Mm-hmm.
That night, you can go see your lovely fiance and I play some music down at Nice Guys.
Yes.
Playing with Surfer Blood.
That's right. Yep, Kyle Ann Band and Surfer Blood.
Yeah.
Nice Guys that night.
And somebody else.
That's what I'm planning on doing, basically. I'm going to host trivia and then jet kick right up my there. Feet. It's right across the street.
Hey, look it. You can go ahead and get a ride with Lee.
Yeah. Come ride with me. Show they want to
ride
on,
with me.
Ride,
gonna ride with me. Oh, okay. Well.
two different strokes. All right. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be back in round one with some trivia questions. You know, I did watch that Seinfeld video that you recommended with the guy who writes the theme songs to Seinfeld.
Yeah.
So fascinating. He improvised every one based on the rhythm of Jerry's stand-up.
Yep.
Yeah. So check that out. That's 2 episodes ago in the show notes, the E! Interview with the composer and performer of the Seinfeld theme song.
Do you remember the guy's name?
I don't.
I don't either.
Yeah. But we wish him well. We wish him well.
We do. We hope he's doing all right.
And it's cool to know that he was also working on Caroline in the City, which was, I hadn't thought about that sitcom in quite some time. About a cartoonist.
Yeah.
She was a cartoonist on that. Yep. Anyway, let's get into some trivia.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Let's get started. You can go ahead and start first.
A long, long time. We were just singing some Dave Matthews over the break. Anyways, I have a baseball question for you.
Okay.
Baseball is a category. This is we're good. I'm going to throw you a little softball here. This, I would say, is a popular trivia question for baseball. What was Jackie Robinson's jersey number?
No idea. Jackie Robinson's jersey number. So many iconic numbers in baseball. I'm not going to guess long. I'm going to say 31.
You know, there was a 2013 movie with this number as the title, don't you? Do you remember that?
I kind of remember now that you mention it, but I can't remember what it was.
Do you remember who plays Jackie Robinson in the movie?
Black man.
Yeah, but who?
A black guy. I don't know.
Chadwick Boseman.
Oh, okay.
Stars opposite Harrison Ford, the token white guy in this movie. at 42 is the number, jersey number and movie title.
The Meaning of Life.
Yeah. Yeah, Douglas Adams, Hitchhiker's Guide.
There you go.
Bingo bango.
Bingo bongo. Here's your first question.
Mm-hmm.
What was the year the first iPhone, the iPhone 2G, was released? What year was the first iPhone, the iPhone 2G?
The first iPhone was called the iPhone 2G.
Yes.
Hmm. Well, let's see here. One a year. They just released X. At the end of last year, beginning of this year, about the same, I would say. About the same. 2008 and 2009, that sounds about right to me. I'm going to say I'm going to say it came out in 2008. Got an early start right before the holidays kicked in.
The correct answer is 2007.
So close.
Yeah.
And yet so far.
Indeed.
Mark, I'm going to ask you to identify a comedian. I'm going to name several movies, and I want you to tell me what comedian was featured in all of them.
Okay.
Not necessarily starring, but this comedian appeared, we'll say, in all of these movies.
So not featured.
No, this has nothing to do with their credit.
Okay.
They appeared in these movies. Okay. In fact, they might be uncredited even in some of them, but definitely some memorable scenes. The movies are Wayne's World, Coneheads, Airheads, and Billy Madison. Both Heads movies from the 90s, Coneheads and Airheads, as well as Wayne's World and Billy Madison. What comedian appears in all of those movies?
All Saturday Night Live based.
More or less. I don't know. Billy Madison was not.
Well, Billy Madison is not, but yeah. Adam Sandler was on Saturday Night Live, I think, at the time.
Yeah. Same with Airheads, which co-starred Brendan Fraser and Steve Buscemi.
And
Michael Richards was in it, wasn't he?
I don't know.
Kramer? Or am I thinking UHF?
I was trying to think of the other member of the band.
There was a fourth member?
No, there's three.
Steve Buscemi.
Uh-huh.
Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler.
Oh, Adam Sandler.
That's how we got here.
Coneheads.
Mm-hmm.
Airheads. Wayne's World.
Do you know who plays the villain in that movie? Noah?
It's been too long.
That's Bill Murray's brother, Brian Doyle Murray.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I forgot he was in that. I got a question for you later.
Great. I hope you have several.
I have a couple. Well, fuck. When you said Wayne's World, the first person I thought of was Ed O'Neill. And then there's what's his name, who always shows up in shit. You can do it.
Ed O'Neill, of course, from Married with Children and Modern Family.
Modern Family, yeah. If you're being more modern.
I read that a pop star asked for a picture with Ed O'Neill, and he did not recognize who it was until after he took the picture. It was Britney Spears.
Oh, oops.
She was like, I'm a big fan. He's like, great.
Come over here, young lady. Billy Madison?
Mm-hmm.
So many people in these movies. Wayne's World. I'm going to say Chris Farley. I know Chris Farley was in Airheads. He was in Coneheads. He played a cop. He was in Wayne's World? Maybe. But he was in Coneheads. He was in Airheads. He was in Billy Madison. I'm going to guess that he was in that. I just can't remember. I'm going to say Chris Farley.
Yes, he was the bus driver in Billy Madison.
Mm-hmm. What was he in Wayne's World?
I think he was a cameraman.
I couldn't remember. Okay.
I remember more from the second movie when they do Wayne Stock, and he's like, he gets kicked out, and he's like, I've got nowhere else to go. Yeah.
That Veronica Vaughn is a nice piece of ace. I should know.
Oh, man. Rest in peace, Chris Farley.
Yeah.
Okay. You got a second one for me?
We talked about Chris Farley, didn't we?
Did we?
I think we did once.
I mean, I've hundreds of times in my life, I'm sure I've talked about Chris Farley. I don't know if we've done it on the podcast, though. But let's start a conversation today.
Yeah, well, it was just growing up being fat.
Mm-hmm.
It was really nice having a fat guy. He was, I think, kind of the guy that like was like, hey, get funny.
Yeah.
Being fat and funny, like that'll be a way to bridge that gap when people are making fun of you, like, you know. If you're funny and you kind of let people know, hey, I already know I'm fat, it'll be kind of a way to rip off the Band-Aid before, you know, you get cut. So
I'll bonus question real quick. What current Saturday Night Live cast member appeared with Chris Farley in a sketch on the Nickelodeon sketch comedy show, All That, where Chris Farley played the Chicago ketchup chef?
I mean, I would guess it would have to be Kenan.
That's right. Yeah. Kenan Thompson. Look that up, though. It's hilarious.
All right. Here's your question. Yeah. Which country between the Indian and Pacific Oceans is the world's largest producer of coconuts?
The world's largest producer of coconuts is which country that's located between the Pacific
and Indian Oceans?
Hmm. That I don't know. Coconuts come from palm trees.
You're good.
Which are all over the place in that area. World's largest supplier. This is a place that coconuts are their game. I don't know if it's their whole thing, but they're just dominating the coconut market. Hmm. Can't be New Zealand. Buy a New Zealand coconut. No. You said it was an island.
I did not say that.
You did not say it was an island. Oh.
This was an 8-pointer. And with good reason.
It's a pretty difficult question.
Yeah. But I feel like if you know your geography, it'll help you.
Which I don't. I don't know my geography.
And now you suffer.
Yeah. I'm going to go with, I have no leaning one way or another, so I'll say Thailand.
Pretty close.
Okay.
The words of Dr. Dre, now I'm smelling like Indonesia. Mm. Bus stop full of fly bitches and skeezes.
Oh, I thought there was going to be a coconut reference.
No. Indonesia is the answer.
Okay. All right. Indonesia. Mark, are you following the new season of Stranger Things?
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, well, you might be able to get this anyway. Teeny tiny spoiler. I wouldn't even call this a spoiler. It's not really a plot point at all. But here's the question. In the current season of Stranger Things, eagle-eyed trivia buffs found an anachronism in that a particular type of candy shown did not exist in the year 1985 when the story takes place. What kind of candy is featured on Stranger Things that did not exist in 1985 due to public safety concerns about a particular ingredient?
There was so much stuff with peanuts then that I can't imagine it was a peanut allergy. I automatically think allergies.
You got like peanuts making people sick and they're like, oh, the peanut allergy, we got to take it off the market. Okay, everybody's peanut allergy is solved. Put peanuts back on the market again.
Obviously, I don't know this.
It was something where they showed it, and Twitter was ablaze. Like, whoa, 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 hold the phone. That did not exist in 1985.
Bubble tape.
No, that's a good guess.
No, it isn't.
I mean,
because there's no kind of ingredient in it that would have kept it from getting.
Well, you're right. Okay, it's not a good guess.
Yeah, it's a terrible guess.
Okay. But yes, it existed before, and then there was a 10-year break where it was not on the market.
Oh, it did exist before.
Yeah, because they knew, like, oh, something's wrong. We have to take it off the market now.
Oh, okay.
And then they reintroduced it once they fixed that problem. 10 years later, red M&Ms. Red M&Ms, the red coloring.
Okay.
Apparently all right. Provoked a bad reaction.
Wow, I had no clue about that.
Yeah.
That's, that's very specific.
Mm-hmm.
People have got a lot of fucking time on their hands, I guess.
I would not have picked up on that watching it.
Neither would I, and I'm kind of proud of that with myself. Here's your third question for the first round. Who was the Emperor of Germany during the First World War?
During the First World War?
Yes. I think we all know who was in charge of Germany.
Otto von Bismarck. Was my answer.
That's incorrect.
Oh, wow. Shit.
You just fucking
wasn't going to come up with a better answer the more I thought about it. I was, you know, I don't know.
The correct answer is Kaiser Wilhelm II.
Oh, yeah.
Frederick Wilhelm II.
I saved us all a bunch of time. Wilhelm II.
If for everybody out there listening, If you want to peek under the hood, we usually try to give you guys, even if we know the answer,
yeah,
or fairly certainly know the answer, or don't know the answer, we usually try to give it a minute or two so you can suss out yourself. But Lee was
I was not going to sit in that hell, in that hellacious prison cell that you crafted for me.
Who do you think it is? Otto Bismarck.
That's a German name I know. So who the hell's that? Where's Seth when you need him?
You know, I think I guessed Otto von Bismarck for something before, and we looked it up, but we still can't fucking remember. I think he was another emperor, maybe before Kaiser Wilhelm.
He was a Prussian statesman.
Okay, Prussia.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that was funny.
Politics is the art of the possible. People also search for Wilhelm II.
Oh, there you go.
So, you know, people are searching.
Yeah, they were nuts to butts. One, two, three. All right. We're done with the first round. Now we're going to take a quick break talking about German politics, and we'll be back for the second round in a minute.
Back. Before we get into our questions for round two, we have some missed corrections.
Missed corrections.
We almost hit it in Unity there.
Double.
Yep. So you had one from Zach. Do you remember what Zach had to say? I got to hear. I just didn't know if you wanted to take that one.
I can't remember. What would it have to do with?
It says, I've missed a...
Stonewall. Yeah. The Stonewall riots were in New York City.
That was not from... Oh, that was, yes.
Well, it was from Zach and Taylor, girlfriend Taylor.
I see that. There's a couple here from Zach.
Yeah.
So no. I should say that, yes, Zach pointed out that the Stonewall riots were in New York. Somebody else wrote in about that, too.
Spicy water. That
would be Ryan Loftus. Ryan Loftus also wrote in about the Stonewall riots.
Yeah, whoops. Yeah, Spicy Water was the team that Taylor and Zach were on. They came in one trivia. Mm. They took a road trip up to Atlanta for him to visit his brother and to see his son for a bit. And he was like, this is my impression of him. Hey, let me know if you have any ideas on something to listen to when I'm on my way up, because he got a Southern accent.
Mm-hmm.
And
I couldn't tell.
Yeah.
I thought that was British. Your famous British accent.
Oh, it is good, isn't it? Hi, Governor. So I was like, well, of course I have a podcast you should listen to. You should listen to the... of course, the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. And so they listened to like 6 or 7 or 8 episodes. And they had apparently his girlfriend lost a good amount of respect for us for not knowing where the Stonewall riots were. Oops.
Oh, yeah. So that's just the tip of the iceberg of stuff we don't know.
I said, if she thinks that's bad, tell her to keep listening. She'll have zero fucking respect for us by the time she gets all the way to the beginning.
Yep.
Yeah.
Zach also wrote in regards to the Sublime song Santeria. A Sancho is a prison term for a man that takes care of your wife while you're in prison.
Humps her.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see here. Ryan also adds, Ryan Loftus from Oregon. The Miracle on Ice in the 1980 Olympics took place in Lake Placid, New York.
Oh.
I think I said that it took place in Moscow. The U.S. boycotted the Summer Olympics that same year, which were in Moscow, because of the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. The USSR had threatened to boycott the Winter Olympics in response, but never followed through.
Bitches.
Thanks for that, Ryan.
Yeah, thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, I think those are our miscorrections, unless you got anything else.
No, I don't.
Okay. That's it. So who's kicking off round two here?
I'm kicking off round two here.
Let's go for it.
If you face north,
mm-hmm.
how many degrees would you have to turn in a counterclockwise direction to face east?
In a counterclockwise direction. that would be, let's see here. Half would be 180 plus 45 degrees. No, plus 90 degrees would be 270.
That's correct.
270. Whew. You almost had it.
You said 45, and I was like,
Yeah, I'm going southeast on ya.
Give you a little softball.
Yeah.
Give you a little softy.
Still,
you
I don't know.
Said 45, and I was like, oh. Huh?
My hair's tingling on my arms a little bit more than the German chancellor question. Or was it the chancellor? Is that what you said?
Nope.
President?
Nope.
What was the?
Emperor.
Emperor.
Yes.
You got emperors over there. Do you want a question about, should I even give you the choice? Do you want a question about history or Star Wars?
Is it like history?
Yeah.
It's like history.
I guess I'll go with Star Wars. I'm going to show my ass. I do not know much about Star Wars.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
You do this every time. You give me an option. I go the easier one. You go, ooh.
I just love toying with you.
And then you go, ooh. And I go, all right, history. And you go, ugh.
Yeah.
It should have started with Star Wars.
Well, yeah. All right. Here we go. This is a Star Wars question. What humanoid race in Star Wars are known for their exotic skin colors and long appendages protruding from the backs of their heads? What is the name of that humanoid race in Star Wars, known for their exotic skin colors, purple, pink, orange, etc., and long appendages protruding from the backs of their heads?
Jar Jar Binks. I don't know.
Do you want the history question?
Yeah.
The answer to that is Twi'lek.
Okay.
Have you heard that word before? No. Fletcher is pulling his hair out. His hairs of his beard.
Hair.
Yeah. Here's the history question. While under Greek...
Before you even finish that question, he was like, Twi'lek.
Yeah. While under Greek and Roman rule, Amman, the capital and most populous city of Jordan, was once called by what name? Shared with a U.S. city and named after one of Alexander the Great's generals. What was the name of the capital of Jordan, now known as Amman, before it was called such? Shares the name of a U.S. city, and it was named after one of Alexander the Great's generals.
Named after one of Alexander the Great's generals. I have no clue. See, questions like this, they're so infuriating. Because there's so many clues, but they're all tough clues.
Do you like this as a question? Do you like it better than the Star Wars question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean,
there's more to go on.
Well, that's kind of what I'm getting at, is that like, oh, you get a clue, but it's a tough clue, you know? And you're still kicking yourself in the ass because it's like, well, if I knew any of this little bit of information, but it's like, well, how many fucking U.S. cities are there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oman.
You could think about U.S. cities.
The capital of Jordan.
Yep.
Which was first called this. One of Alexander the Great's
generals.
Also shares the name. Is the name of the American city exactly the same as that?
It's exactly the same name. It was the capital of Jordan with exactly the same name as a U.S. city.
I was going to say Alexandria, but Alexander the Great.
He only hires people named Alexander.
Yeah. Jeez. Trying to think of all these fucking U.S. cities, just like. I know it's not something like San Francisco or San Diego. That's all Mexican stuff, Spanish. Jesus. I don't know. Charleston.
No. I believe the general's name is Philadelphus. The city name would be Philadelphia. Yes. Pretty interesting, huh?
That is really interesting.
There was a Philadelphia, Jordan before there was a Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right. Here's your second question.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking earlier about Bill Murray. What is Bill Murray's character's name in the film Groundhog Day? First and last. You may remember from the scene where he's walking down the sidewalk and he runs into his friend who sells insurance.
Hey, how the hell are you? Or whatever.
Blank.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Blank.
Yep.
Blank. Mm-hmm. Over and over again.
Yeah. Good bit.
Very good.
Kind of sets up the
tone.
You know
who would be perfect for that part if they remade that movie? I'm not saying they should.
Who?
You know, I'm avidly against remakes. Ed Helms.
Yes.
Right? That guy was in Ed Helms before Ed Helms was Ed Helms. Can you imagine Ed Helms coming around the corner going, blank?
Yeah.
Blank, blank?
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be so good. That would be great.
Hmm.
either him or poor Ed Helms, Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah.
Poor man's Ed Helms.
Which
is funny because I think I used to call Ed Helms poor man's Jason Sudeikis.
Oh, boy. Now how the tides have turned.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, what is his name? I'm tapping out. I don't even have a good guess.
Phil Connors.
Wow. See, that doesn't even sound familiar to me now that you do it, though.
Really?
Yeah. Even though I clearly remember that scene.
Fletcher looked like he knew.
Yeah.
He answered Phil Dorchester.
Mm.
So you got the Phil right.
Interesting. Phil Dorchester.
Yeah.
All right. Well, would you like an animals question or would you like an anatomy question?
You keep giving me all these choices.
Yeah. Just pick I don't know what to go with. Just pick one.
Because right. I don't like tying my own noose.
All right. I'm going to give you the anatomy question.
Okay.
And then I'm going to give you an animal question because I got two of those. So okay. I'll let you pick something right. There anyway. The anatomical term philtrum, philtrum, translates from the Greek word for love charm and can be found where on the human body? Where would you find the philtrum?
Love charm. I want to say I've philtrum. I want to say that I had a question like this.
Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. Philtrum, love charm. Phil.
Philharmonic.
Phil.
Phil Connors.
Phil. Philtrum.
Love charm. Where on the body?
Mm-hmm.
The foot.
No, it's not. The love charm is not on the foot, as much as you'd like it to be, Mark.
Thought it would be funny.
It's on your face. It's on okay. your face. It is the part of your upper lip between underneath your nose where your top lip meets itself divot. That creates a divot. That is the philtrum. Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Okay. Here is your next question. What does the Latin phrase ad hoc literally translate to in English?
Ad hoc. Well, something that's ad hoc, I believe, if I recall correctly, is something that's improvised or made up kind of on the fly. So, but I don't know Latin. Hoc. Hockey. The sport of hockey. Ice. On ice. Iceman. Mm-hmm. Caveman lawyer. Frozen ice. Phil Hartman? Chris Farley. Airheads. Coneheads.
Oh, my
anyway,
goodness.
I'm going to say as it goes.
The correct answer is for this.
For this. Okay. For this specifically?
Yes.
I guess? Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
I guess I was a little off in my interpretation, but
hey, that's fine.
No one's going to sue me. Who's going to sue me?
No one.
Present someone.
No one.
No one will sue me over that. All right. So do you want a...
No, don't. Just do it.
I was going to say, do you want a swimming question or a underwater question?
I know what you were going to...
Pick.
No.
Pick one.
No. No, I'm not going to.
Pick one or you get both.
Okay, I'll take both.
First question. Capable of swimming 25 miles
Dolphin.
Per hour. 25 miles per hour. Let me finish the question. Capable of swimming 25 miles per hour. What kind of bird has the distinction of being the fastest swimmer of all birds? What is the fastest swimming bird?
Swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Duck.
No. It's not the duck. Duck can take its leisurely time. It doesn't have to evade predators such as the Gentoo penguin. The penguin.
You know, I was going to say penguin.
Because, mm-hmm, you know, they ain't got no trees at the North and South Pole.
Hell no.
So they get all their energy out swimming. I don't know if that's why they do it, to get their energy out.
Just making up reasons. They need to do laps.
I got to ask you one more, man. I'm sorry.
Well, then I've got to ask you one more.
Yeah, fine. That's fine. What sea creature with regenerative properties does a boxing crab use for electric boxing gloves?
Electric boxing gloves.
This boxing crab takes another creature that has regenerative properties.
Uh-huh.
And uses them
for gloves. I'm going to say an electric eel.
No, it's not. I that was a popular answer.
I'm sure.
But the I think it's a little big for one of these crabs to take down. The correct answer is a sea anemone.
I didn't know they had any kind of electric properties.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, well, it's like a poison stinger type thing. But even if they lose one of them, they just rip the other glove in half and then it regenerates and they grow back. So it's like, I guess, one of the only examples in the animal kingdom of a one creature using exploiting another creature in that type of way. Kind of interesting.
What organ produces bile?
It's not the stomach. It might be the gallbladder. It might be the liver. It might be the kidney. That I think it's going to be one of those three. I'm going to go with the liver. No. The gallbladder. No. Am I right that it's one of those three?
Yes.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
I'm gonna go with liver. No, it's not liver.
It is liver.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. You almost talked me out of it with your glances.
That's why I know. That's why I went ahead and gave it to you because I didn't want to. All right.
Yep.
I think that's it.
That's it.
I have another hard one, but we'll let it go.
All right. Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
You let me have one this round. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll be back with a third round after this break.
Right, we're back, and it's time for a rate my question.
Rate my question.
Okay, got a couple entries this week.
We said Ray Romano.
Oh yeah, how could I forget? Well, I haven't done it in so long.
Wow, you sound like you're from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Oh boy, here we go. Ray Romano from Minnesota.
Let's not do that anymore.
Yeah, no, does. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
So our first rate my question from our Rumpel Snailskin, Mike C.
Ooh.
Says, the words oversight, dust, and off are examples of Janus words. What is a Janus word or a Janus word? Do you know the answer to this?
No.
Do you? I do.
Did you see the answer?
No, I know because I've written a question about this before.
What were the words? Off, dust, and what?
Oversight, dust, and off.
Genus words or genus words. I'm going to guess words that haven't been changed from their origin language.
No.
Yeah.
Nope. They are all words that can contradict themselves. So an oversight might mean to watch over something. You have the oversight. Or if you miss something, it's an oversight. The question that I had written was, what word can mean either something that is standard or normal, but it could also mean something that is special or unique?
That is a genus word.
Mm-hmm.
What is a word that means what now?
Standard or normal. Used in one context, uh-huh. Or special or unique, used in another. If it's standard or normal, it's used as a noun.
Okay.
And if it's standard or if it's custom or, oh, I just spoiled it. Custom is the word.
Custom.
Yeah. Yeah. It could be a custom, which is a standard or a norm, or it could mean something that's special or unique. So that is a Janus word. So I love that question.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a great question.
It's a good question, Mike. I'd give that an A plus as far as questions go. It's got a couple examples in there so you can compare them. And as far as I know, they don't have any other connection that could spawn a potential answer. The next question is another Disney question. This is from Taylor, once again, inspired by episode 52. What county or counties is Walt Disney World located in? And then there's a second question here that says, or how many counties does Walt Disney World cover in Florida? So I guess it's more than one.
Well, one of them's got to be Orange, right?
Orange County?
Yeah, that's like Orlando, sure. I think, is in Orange County.
Bay Lake? Is that a county?
That's not. I don't know that's a county. I mean, that's a city, I think.
Lake County?
Okay.
I don't know. I wish Kristen was here. Doesn't she know a lot of county names?
Jamie, Kristen, mm-hmm. Fletcher, all of them.
I'm going to say three counties. Let's say three.
Lake.
Mm-hmm. Orange.
Orange.
And Lake Junior.
So what was the question? What were the questions again? One of them is which one?
What are the names of the counties or how many?
How many?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, three.
So the second one kind of gives away the first that it's more than one.
Yeah. Lake, Orange, and we'll say fucking Palm County.
All right, I'm looking right now. Bay Lake is a city in Orange County, Florida. All four of Walt Disney World Resort theme parks and one of Walt Disney World's two water parks are in Bay Lake, though all Disney parks in the region have mailing addresses in nearby Lake Buena Vista. Lake Buena Vista is also in Orange County. My simple Google question is not providing the results that we want to get this answer.
I mean, it might just be one. How many counties is Walt Disney World in? Osceola County.
Yes, I see that here. They recently purchased 1,500 acres.
Much of the resort is in southwestern Orange County with the remainder in adjacent Osceola County.
Okay, so I guess the answer is two.
Yep.
I would give that strong grade for a Disney-themed trivia event or a Florida-themed. That's going to be a tough one for people anywhere else, I would think.
Yeah, I think both of those are good. Mm-hmm. I think the number of counties is one of those lower score, you can kind of throw up a number and, you know.
Yeah.
With specificity. The name them mm-hmm. would be a great higher tier 6, 7, 8 point for mine, 5 mm-hmm. point or whatever for you.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, all right, like now you can't just guess. Now we're asking for specifics.
Right. So. Thanks for the
great questions.
Yeah, thanks for the questions. If you have a Rate My Question that you would like to submit for a future segment, just send us an email at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com. You don't have to include the answer. That'll give us an opportunity to suss it out if it's just the two of us. And if you hear anything out of sorts, you can send us a miscorrection as well at the same email address.
Please do.
All right. You ready to get into these final questions?
I am. I'm ready.
Okay. In 1975, what was the first Monty Python film to be released that featured entirely new material from the comedy group that was not previously seen on their television show? So the first movie that they made was recycled sketches from their television show. I want to know, what is the first Monty Python film that came out in 1975 to feature all original material?
I don't know. I know the names of some Monty Python movies, so it's a matter of just like picking the right one.
You better pick the right one.
I've never really seen much Monty Python TV show stuff.
Hmm.
I've only really seen their movies. I've seen like clips and stuff of their TV shows, so I wouldn't even know the difference from one to the other. So I'm looking at Life of Brian. I'm looking at Holy Grail. I'm looking at those two are the main ones that keep coming up to me. Monty Python, The Meaning of Life.
You know, it's funny they made two movies with life in the title.
Yeah. I knew there was another life one. I was trying to think of what it was. I'm going to go. I'm going to go with Monty Python and trying to think of which one looks oldest.
That's not a bad strategy.
I'm going to go with Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
That's correct, Mark. Wow. Monty Python and the Holy Grail is the correct answer. Yep. I think the first movie was called something completely different, you know, which is a reference to the show itself. And it, yeah, they either, I think they actually reshot the sketches like for the movie, the cinema format. So check that out. See the dead parrot sketches and that. Some other funny stuff.
Indeed.
We like funny.
Yeah.
We're fans of it.
We are. Here's your last question.
Mm-hmm.
The main island of what country is known historically as Formosa? The main island of what country is known historically as Formosa? F-O-R-M-O-S-A.
Hmm. Formosa. Furiosa. Mad Max. Australia. Australia is my answer.
The correct answer is Taiwan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. I don't know. I really thought that I thought I had something there.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
That's like what I just did. That's the trivia equivalent of turning your back to the basket and taking the shot and the basketball going in. But it did not go in. That was an air ball. But
who is the only clean shaven U.S. president between, we're talking about this,
Barack Obama. Oh.
Between Grant and Taft, there has been no president since Taft with facial hair.
Well, Andrew Jackson doesn't have facial hair, but I think he was before Grant.
That's correct.
Yeah. So that won't work. Fuck it. We'll say Martin Van Buren. He had big old chops, though, didn't he?
He was one of the only presidents to be assassinated.
Oh, okay. Nothing facial hair related?
No, I don't think so. Well,
he's not the answer to this question, is what you're telling me.
That should pretty much give it to you if you know the presidents have been assassinated.
Oh, that's a hint.
Yeah.
That's not about Martin Van Buren.
No.
Oh.
Martin Van Buren was not assassinated.
Between
only four presidents have been assassinated.
Okay.
One of them was
Washington,
far after Taft.
Adams, Jefferson. No. Jefferson and Adams both died on, and Madison, I think. All three of them, I think, died on the 4th of July. I know that.
One of them, was it Adams? I was like, at least the world still has Jefferson. Yeah. And then he died like 2 hours later.
Oops. Didn't call it. Hashtag nailed it.
Yeah. Right? Where's Nicole Byer?
Let's see here. Gosh, they killed the last guy that didn't have facial hair? The only one? Is that such a crime? To be clean shaven?
The one guy with facial hair, they assassinate him. Or with no facial hair, yeah. They assassinate him.
Huh? Yeah. Okay, so the assassinated presidents is clearly not going to be Kennedy.
The assassin's last name was Norelco.
Is it Garfield?
No.
Polk?
No, he wasn't assassinated.
I can't remember.
Four presidents have been assassinated. Garfield.
Mm-hmm.
Lincoln.
Right.
JFK.
Did Lincoln have facial hair?
Lincoln? Yeah. I'm he just had joking. A beard with
yeah.
oh.
And then it's a Lincoln chin strap, right?
Assassinated.
I can't remember right now.
William McKinley.
McKinley.
And
McKinley.
There you have it, folks.
He's the guy I always get confused with, William Henry Harrison. And I thought McKinley, but then I was like, no, he died of pneumonia.
Oh, yeah.
Which was what happened to William Henry Harrison. Yeah. I'll get these presidents sorted
now
out one of these days.
Now, it just goes to show you guys, Lee here has been working 2, 3, sometimes 4 nights a week doing trivia. He can't remember which 4 presidents have been assassinated. I don't know where the fuck. I don't know about fucking Star Wars. We're just dumb as rocks. We don't know where fucking Stonewall is.
Yeah. Remember we had that string, though. We had that string of 3 episodes where we didn't get any questions right?
Yeah.
I'm fine with this. I got guys, at least one right. Yeah. And now I know that Indonesia
today,
is bringing the coconut.
Today was a gift.
Yep.
Today, I feel like the smartest man in the world.
Phil? Phil Connors? Oh. All right. That concludes this episode of the No Nonsense
the
Trivia
music,
Podcast. My name is Quizmaster Lee. You can check out No Nonsense Trivia Live on Mondays at 7 p.m. at Palace Pub and Wine Bar in Cape Coral. Tuesday is a gather for Ladies Night Trivia in Cape Coral. That also starts at 7 p.m. Wednesdays, we're at Bury Me Brewing in Fort Myers, again at 7 p.m. You can catch Mark Davis hosting Trivia Nice Guys Pizza on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Then
you're going to try and put music over this. It's going to be
That's the thing. We got to leave it out now. We got to leave the music out. Now we can start, right? Now. Yeah, yeah. On Thursdays, we're at Number 3 Crafters and Beer Bar in downtown Cape Coral. That show's starting at 7:30. Thanks for listening. Join us every Monday morning for a new episode by subscribing to No Nonsense Trivia Podcast.
Almost every Monday morning.
On your favorite podcast platform. No, the people that are listening in the future will have no idea that we just missed the Monday by a few days. Forget it. It never happened. You can support us in several ways. The easiest by sharing this episode on your social media accounts with your friends. You can also leave us a written review on your favorite podcast platform. You can support the podcast on Patreon by visiting our website, thenono.com, and clicking the support link at the top, which will take you to our Patreon page. Speaking of which, thank you to our Patreon supporters for helping us out with the show. Thanks to our Quiz Daddies, Tommy from the Electric Mud, and Tim from San Diego, a member of the trivia team going by Pat's Garden Service.
Yes.
Thanks to our team captains, Kristen and Fletcher.
Hello.
Thanks to our proverbial light keepers, Elise, Aaron, Sarah, Brina, Carly, Christopher, Josh, Max, Sean, Gil.
It's Gil.
It's Gil. It is. I also forgot about Cooper. Cooper, and our newest one.
Thank you, Cooper.
Big thanks also to our Rumble Snailskins, Efren, Steven, Michael C, and Michael J. If you'd like to support the podcast and get access to bonus contents
in West Philadelphia,
bonus contents, go to thenono.com and click support. Several hours of bonus content on our Patreon right now. Write us with a Rate My Question or Miscorrection, nononsensetrivia@gmail.com. And please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at No Nonsense Trivia. And on Twitter at No Non Trivia. No Non Trivia. We have a Facebook group. You can join us and talk to other listeners and us. Just search for No Nonsense Trivia Podcast on that. And finally, don't forget to rate this podcast 5 stars. 5 stars only, please.
Patreon people, I'm going to try desperately to get Lee to agree to a drunk trivia face-off for bonus content.
If drunk trivia? I can't even do this sober.
That's what's so funny about it. Maybe it will be a lot better. If there's any other kind of bonus content you are interested in, trivia-related or otherwise, let us know.
Let us know.
We want to appease you. We want to touch your genitals. I'm so sorry. I said
until next time, No Nonsense listeners. Have a better week.